Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Indian agencies begin rescue operations in Myanmar's severely hit U La Thein monastery in Friday's earthquake. Army team to set up their medical services from tomorrow. Allahabad High Court transfers 582 judicial officers, including 443 judges, in Uttar Pradesh. Indian Air Force to participate in multinational air exercise in your course 25 in Greece from today. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety across the country today. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium this evening. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the U La Thein monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in quake-hit Myanmar, the External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where four towers of 11 stories each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of State Mahanayak Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The ministry also informed that India is providing assistance to members of the Indian community for their stay and food. In Uttar Pradesh, in a major administrative reshuffle, the Allahabad High Court has transferred 582 judicial officers. The transferred officers include 236 additional district and sessions judges, 207 civil judges, senior division, and 139 civil judges, junior division. The order for the annual transfer 2025 was issued last evening by Satish Kumar Pushkar, Joint Registrar of the Allahabad High Court. All transferred judges have been directed to join their new postings immediately. Kanpur saw the highest number of transfers, with 13 judges reassigned. Besides, 11 judges from Aligarh and 5 from Bareilly have also been transferred. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Dantewada district. According to the information received, a joint team of security forces had gone on an anti-Naxal operation in the forest area located on the Bijapur-Dantewada district border. During the operation, an encounter broke out this morning. Security forces have recovered the body of the killed Naxalite. A rifle and some explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is underway in the area. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy today called upon the youth, especially from districts and rural areas, to come up with their startups and enterprises. Speaking after inaugurating the Vikasit Bharat Entrepreneurs Network office in Hyderabad, the minister said the central government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is encouraging the youth to have their own enterprises and startups so that they provide more and more employment opportunities to make the country a developed one by the year 2047.
नौजवानों को प्रोत्साहित करने के लिए विकसित भारत एंटरप्रेन्योर्स नेटवर्क के नाम पर आज हैदराबाद में संस्था शुरू किया है। ये प्रधानमंत्री जी के विजन पर जो लोगों को रोजगार मिलना चाहिए, इसी दृष्टि से ये डिस्ट्रिक्ट हेडक्वार्टर्स असेंबली हेडक्वार्टर्स में ज्यादा उपयोग हो सकता है। इसे काम से मेरा विश्वास है, ये संस्था के द्वारा आने वाले दिन में ज्यादा लोग इसमें ट्रेनिंग लेंगे, ज्यादा लोगों को इच्छा अनुसार स्टार्टअप शुरू करने का प्रोत्साहन मिलेंगे।
Union Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has said that under the Ayushman Bharat scheme, breast cancer screenings have been conducted for 150 million women so far. Addressing the midterm BusyCon 2025, organized by the Breast Imaging Society of India in New Delhi, she said 200 daycare cancer centers are being set up across the country. The minister emphasized that a healthy lifestyle, awareness, timely screenings and treatment can help reduce breast cancer mortality rates.
Under Ayushman Bharat, we have laid special emphasis on screening of the non-communicable diseases. It's a population-based screening for individuals aged 30 years and above, wherein we screen them compulsorily for NCDs, which includes diabetes, the burden of which is increasing in India tremendously. India is now to be known as the diabetes capital of the world. And when I say three types of common cancers, it includes oral cancer, it includes breast cancer, and it includes cervix cancer as well.
She said, due to a lack of awareness, the number of patients of this disease is increasing. She said, government is both concerned and serious about tackling it. Every year, India reports 1.4 million new cancer cases, with approximately 2 lakh cases of breast cancer. In Uttarakhand, several people fell ill after consuming kuttu flour in the capital, Dehradun. They have been hospitalized for treatment. The senior superintendent of police, Ajay Singh, confirmed that the kuttu flour was purchased from various shops and warehouses. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Health Minister Dr. Dhan Singh Rawat visited the Coronation Hospital and inquired about the condition of the hospitalized patients.
सभी लोगों को जिनकी भी तबियत खराब हुई है उनको अच्छी इलाज की व्यवस्था यहाँ पर हो रही है किसी भी कीमत पर इस प्रकार की घटनाओं की पुनरावृत्ति न हो स्वास्थ्य विभाग या अन्य विभाग जो खाद्य विभाग है सभी मिलकर ये जो घटना हुई है इस घटना की पूरी जांच करेंगे और जो भी इसके लिए दोषी पाया जाए उसको किसी भी कीमत पर बख्शा नहीं जाएगा
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed ICU block and the grand statue of Maharaja Agrasen Ji at Maharaja Agrasen Medical College in Hisar in Haryana. He also laid the foundation stone of the PG hostel of the college. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, Health Minister Aarti Rao, Public Works Minister Ranbir Gangwa, Hisar MLA Savitri Jindal, Kurukshetra MP Naveen Jindal were present in the program. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The president will reach the city this evening. The president will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the first Vande Bharat Express to Kashmir from Katra on the 19th of April, marking the completion of the 272-kilometre Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link. Speaking to reporters in Jammu yesterday, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Udhampur on the 19th of April. He will visit the world's highest railway bridge and inaugurate it.
19 अप्रैल को प्रधानमंत्री जी यहाँ पधारेंगे उसके उपरांत वो दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा पुल निर्माणित हुआ है रेल का वहां पर जाएंगे उसका लोकार्पण होगा और फिर वो कटरा पहुंच करके वंदे भारत और ये आपके माध्यम से ये भी सूचना चली जाएगी कहीं कहीं ये कहा जा रहा है ये मांग भी आ रही है कि वंदे भारत श्रीनगर के लिए कटरा से क्यों जा रही है लेकिन सच्चाई ये है कि ये जम्मू श्रीनगर वंदे भारत है फिलहाल कुछ महीनों के लिए इसे कटरा से इसलिए रवाना किया जा रहा है कि जम्मू का रेलवे स्टेशन अंडर रेनोवेशन है तो जब वो काम मुकम्मल हो जाएगा लगभग अगस्त माह तक तो ये रेलगाड़ी नियमित तौर पर जम्मू से ही चला करेगी
फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन विल लॉन्च नीति NCAER स्टेट्स इकोनॉमिक फोरम पोर्टल इन न्यू दिल्ली टुमारो Niti Aayog, in collaboration with the National Council of Applied Economic Research, NCAER, has developed the portal, which is a comprehensive repository of data on social, economic and fiscal parameters, research reports, papers and expert commentary on state finances for a period of about 30 years from 1990-91 to 2022-23. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the multinational air exercise INEOCORS 25, beginning in Greece today. The 12-day exercise, hosted by Greece's Hellenic Air Force, will take place at Andravida Air Base in the historic region of Elis. It will continue till the 11th of April. The IAF contingent will include Su-30 MKI fighters, along with combat-enabling IL-78 and C-17 aircraft. The exercise will enhance international cooperation, synergy, and interoperability among participating air forces. It will provide an opportunity to train in planning and executing combined air operations, refine tactics in complex air warfare scenarios, and gain insights into operational best practices. In Iran, the armed forces have readied missiles capable of striking U.S.-related targets hours after U.S. President Donald Trump warned of military action over nuclear talks. According to a report by state media, many of these missiles are positioned in fortified underground facilities across the country designed to withstand airstrikes. Earlier, in an interview with a private media yesterday, Trump warned that Iran could face bombings and secondary tariffs if it failed to reach an agreement with Washington on its nuclear program. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed strong anger toward Russian President Vladimir Putin over the ongoing war in Ukraine and criticized Putin for questioning Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's credibility. In an interview with the news channel, Trump warned that if Russia does not agree to a ceasefire, he will impose tariffs of up to 50% on countries buying Russian oil. In Thailand, authorities have detained four Chinese nationals for unlawfully entering the site of a collapsed under-construction high-rise in Bangkok following the powerful Friday earthquake. Police revealed that they were attempting to remove 32 files of documents from the site, which is now under investigation due to its connection to a Chinese-backed construction firm. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. The faithfuls, dressed in their best, offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. The people are visiting their relatives and loved ones, exchanging sweets and greeting each other. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. In the spirit of fasting and purity, the Muslims in Kerala are celebrating Eid al-Fitr with great devotion and unity. A report.
Worshippers gathered at Eidgahs, exchanging warm greetings and prayers. This year, the celebrations carried a significant anti-drug message, reinforcing the commitment towards a healthier society. At Kochi, anti-drug pledge was taken following the Eid prayers. Similarly, at a special Eidgah organized in Thiruvananthapuram, the Palayam Imam urged the Islamic community to take a leading role in the anti-drug initiatives. The integration of the anti-drug message with the Eid celebrations resonated deeply with the attendees, reinforcing the values of purity, discipline and community welfare that the festival upholds. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
In Uttar Pradesh, Eid is being celebrated with enthusiasm across the state. Since early morning, worshippers visited mosques for prayers, marking the festival which symbolizes unity, peace and brotherhood. Here is more from our correspondent.
In Uttar Pradesh, special Eid prayers were offered across the state today, with no untoward incident being reported from anywhere. Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath extended Eid greetings to the people. In a statement, CM Yogi Adityanath said that Eid al-Fitr was a festival of joy and harmony. The festival strengthened social unity and promoted the spirit of brotherhood. In Agra, namaz was offered at the mosque on the Taj Mahal premises. For this, entry to the Taj Mahal was free for 2 hours. Cops were deployed at the all prominent locations. Lucknow police used special AI drones to monitor the crowd. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In the IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders KKR at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Hosts Mumbai are still searching for their first win of the tournament, having suffered defeats against Gujarat Titans and Chennai Super Kings in their previous matches. KKR, on the other hand, have registered one win and one loss. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian agencies begin rescue operations in Myanmar's severely hit U La Thein Monastery in Friday's earthquake. Army team to set up their medical services from tomorrow. Allahabad High Court transfers 582 judicial officers, including 443 judges in Uttar Pradesh. Indian Air Force to participate in multinational air exercise in your course 25 in Greece from today. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety across the country today. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.